When it comes to Shakespeare, one can't get much more classic than the well-known, some may say well-worn, standard Romeo and Juliet. It's been performed on literally thousands of stages and has spawned scores of screenplays, including the insanely popular 1968 flick directed by Franco Zeffirelli. It's a story just about everyone knows, almost by heart, so the challenge for the Southern Shakespeare folks was to come up with a special hook for this year's festival performance. First, let's meet Romeo. His name is Miles Muir, and he's 16 years old. He's not from around these parts.
We live out in L.A. Yeah, I flew out with my mom just about a month ago.
More about Miles' mom in a moment. Portraying Juliet is a 15-year-old actress named Melanie Applegate.
Well, I'm from Tallahassee. I was born in Gainesville. I've always lived in Florida my whole life.
And the reason her Romeo is Miles Muir is, shall we say, a true instance of serendipity.
The Southern Shakespeare Company was looking for a celebrity person to play one of the roles in the play for publicity reasons. And Steve knew that Mom played the nurse in a community theater production that we did out in L.A. Yeah, and that was a blast. Mom was the nurse. I was Benvolio, and I understudied Romeo.
The Steve Muir is referring to is Steve Sears, a Hollywood TV writer and producer. Among his credits is the series Xena Warrior Princess, in which Muir's mom, Renee O'Connor, plays the character Gabrielle. That notoriety is why Southern Shakes had tapped O'Connor to again play the nurse in the Tallahassee production of Romeo and Juliet, and why her son Miles tagged along and wound up auditioning for a part as well.
They really liked my audition, and they had fallen in love with Melanie, who was auditioning for Juliet, but everyone else who was playing as Romeo were college-aged, and they didn't seem young enough to fit the role with Melanie, and then they saw my tape, and it just got really, really lucky. It was perfect timing, and they fell in love with her, and I was young enough to do it, and it all worked out.
That's just fine with Juliet, or Melanie Applegate.
He's awesome. He's so talented, too, and he's so convincing as Romeo. And, like, during the balcony scene, like, he was so cute and, like, you know, all his mannerisms and characteristics. It helps me play Juliet better, and he's a super nice guy, and so, yeah.
Let's be honest. These co-stars already have great chemistry, and Muir brings the valuable experience of bringing the lyricism of the author's language to life.
The way that Shakespeare wrote this play, in all of his plays, he wrote it in such a poetic and emotional way that a lot of the time, even if you're not fully into it when you start, the way that you hit the language and the way the language tells the message of the character, it influences your emotions and makes it almost easier to convey what you're trying to convey.
For Applegate, it's all about creating a thoroughly believable Juliet.
I really try to make it my own and kind of implement some of my actual self into the character to make it more authentic. I kind of try to relate to the character, put myself in her position, and let myself kind of shine through the character.
And for Muir, the seasoned professional, wise in the way of hardball Hollywood backbiting, the situation has been a bit off-putting, but in a good way, as he adjusts to the ways of Tallahassee.
Everyone was so friendly. It was incredible. Oh, I didn't know who to hug first. Everyone was overwhelming. And then they all went on stage and rocked it. I've done a lot of community theater, and I was so shocked to come into an environment like this and be overwhelmed with even some of the more minor roles, people just knocking it out of the park. It's going to be a great show.
And that show is only one aspect of this year's Southern Shakespeare Festival, May 10th through 13th at Cascades Park. Check out the entire event at southernshakespearefestival.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.